This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Bowman. And here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus crisis. Despite huge infections, millions of Hindu pilgrims in India gather on the banks of the Ganges River for the start of an enormous pilgrimage and festival. India has the second highest number of coronavirus infections in the world. China reports its first virus death in 8 months as 10 World Health Organization scientists land in the country on a mission to examine the origins of the pandemic. Pope Francis has received his first jab of the coronavirus vaccine, with Italian media saying it was the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. A British study finds healthcare workers who have had the virus are largely protected against it for at least 5 months, though some could still carry and transmit it. Official data shows more than 10 million people have received their first shot in the United States, even as the country trails behind its targets. Spain registers a record daily number of cases at nearly 39,000. Turkey starts vaccinating with China's Sinovac jab, despite conflicting data about its efficacy. The WHO's emergency committee meets 2 weeks early to try to combat more infectious variants emerging in South Africa and Britain. The African Union says it has secured 270 million jabs for the continent. The continent has a population of 1.2 billion people. The pandemic has killed more than 1.9 million people worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University. The United States is the country most affected in terms of deaths, followed by Brazil, India, Mexico, and Britain. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police have arrested 11 people over suspected crimes related to assisting a group of 12 pro-democracy activists accused of trying to flee the city by boat for Taiwan last year. That's what police and activists said on Thursday. Those arrested included 8 men and 3 women aged 18 years old to 72 years old. That's what a police statement said. Israel is revising military options for a possible clash with Iran, an Israeli newspaper reported on Thursday, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government braces for differences with the incoming U.S. administration on Iranian nuclear policy. U.S. President Donald Trump pleads Netanyahu by quitting the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran and reimposing sanctions on it that had been lifted, in return for limits on activities that could potentially produce nuclear weapons in the future. Ugandans wearing face masks to brave the pandemic voted on Thursday as police and soldiers patrolled the streets of the capital during a presidential election pitting longtime leader Yoweri Museveni against popular singer Bobby Wine. Lines of voters were growing by midday at polling stations visited by Reuters in Kampala, a stronghold for opposition galvanized by pop star turned politician Wine, despite a campaign scarred by deadly crackdowns. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is on a national wanted list for allegedly violating the terms of a suspended prison sentence and risks being jailed for 3.5 years when he returns to Russia this weekend. That's what one of his lawyers said on Thursday. Navalny announced on Wednesday that he plans to fly back to Russia on Sunday for the first time since he was poisoned in August with a Soviet-era nerve agent, despite the risk of being jailed on his return from Germany. Kazakh Prime Minister Askar Mamin may keep his job despite his cabinet's imminent resignation following a parliamentary election. This is what powerful ruling party leader Nursultan Nazarbayev indicated on Thursday. Nazarbayev's party swept the January 10th vote to retain control over the lower house. Under the constitution, parliamentary elections automatically trigger the government's resignation, and a new prime minister must be nominated by the president and approved by the lower house. And Chinese technology giants have registered patents for tools that can detect, track, and monitor Uyghurs in a move human rights groups fear could entrench oppression of the Muslim minority. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.